Good afternoon. This is Bill Reed reporting from the National Hurricane Center with a 2 p.m. Central Time update on Tropical Storm Alex. Alex continues to move steadily northwestward through the southern Gulf of Mexico at this hour. At 1 p.m., it was located at 22.9 north, 93.6 west, which is about 270 miles to the east-southeast of La Pesca, Mexico, and about 320 miles southeast of Brownsville, Texas. At this time, the center of Tropical Storm Alex is moving to the northwest at about 13 miles per hour. We're expecting a turn more to the west-northwest tonight and tomorrow. And on that track, landfall will occur along the northeast Mexican coast and south coast of Texas during the afternoon and evening hours on Wednesday. Alex is currently carrying 70 miles per hour winds, but we expect it to become a hurricane overnight tonight or tomorrow before making landfall on the Texas coast. The main impact expected on landfall will be from very heavy rainfall. It's a large circulation, a large amount of moisture. We're anticipating on an average 6 to 12 inches of rainfall near and along the path of the center of Alex as it moves inland into northeast Mexico and south Texas, with isolated amounts possible to 20 inches. Those types of rains in northeast Mexico terrain could lead to flash flooding and mudslides, and along the lower Rio Grande Valley communities, ponding and flooding of the areas due to the heavy rain and the slow runoff.